The title of world's largest airline might soon be changing hands. United and Continental announced today that they've agreed to merge. And if approved by shareholders and regulators, the new combined airline would surpass Delta as the world's largest in terms of the number of passengers carried. It's a $3 billion-plus deal, with United buying Continental. The new effort would keep the United name and Continental's logo of a twirling globe. NPR's David Shaper reports.
It's been a rough ride for commercial airlines in recent years. First, skyrocketing fuel costs cut into revenues. Then losses were compounded by the global economic crisis and recession. The five big legacy airlines, American, Continental, Delta, United, and U.S. Airways, have lost a combined $29 billion over the last 5 years. So it is within that context that Continental and United see merging operations as the best way to strengthen themselves. Continental CEO Jeff Smyzek.
We are creating an airline here today that has a far brighter future than either of us individually could have ever created on our own.
If the merger is approved by shareholders and federal regulators, Smyzek would run the new United Airlines, and he says it will be a good deal for all concerned.
This merger benefits all our stakeholders. Our customers, we're providing an unparalleled global network on a single carrier.
United, in particular, has been looking for a merger partner for some time, as it's had a particularly bad decade. The huge slump in air travel following the September 11th terrorist attacks accelerated United's fall into bankruptcy in 2002, and it didn't emerge from Chapter 11 protection until 2006. In fact, United reached a tentative agreement to merge with Continental 2 years ago, but Continental backed out because United was in much weaker financial shape then. United has used the last 2 years to trim capacity and other costs to make it a stronger partner while flirting with other possible merger mates, including U.S. Airways. But at the airline's merger announcement in New York today, United CEO Glenn Tilton said Continental is the one that fits in with United best.
This is not a defensive combination of companies. This is a combination of companies that creates future opportunity. So it creates future value for shareholders. It creates future opportunity for employees, and it creates an enormous opportunity for customers that they didn't previously have.
For international travelers, that appears to be true. Industry analysts say Continental is strong in Central and South America, while United's strengths are to Europe and the Pacific. Vicky Bryan of the New York-based corporate research firm Gimme Credit is one of many financial analysts applauding the merger.
This is a situation where you have two very complementary market profiles. They have very little overlap in the same markets. They have no overlap overseas.
Airline officials say they don't plan to eliminate a lot of jobs because of the merger, though some redundant positions will be cut from both Continental's headquarters in Houston and United's home offices in Chicago, where the combined airline will reside. The employee unions for the two airlines, while not rushing to embrace the deal, suggest they may be able to support it, with the exception of United's flight attendants, who say they need a new contract before any merger can go through. So what can airline passengers expect?
Higher prices is certainly the most likely result. I mean, I think it's inevitable.
Aaron Gelman, professor of management and transportation at Northwestern University, says the continued consolidation of U.S. airlines into bigger and bigger behemoths should certainly give federal antitrust regulators reason to thoroughly review, if not question, the United-Continental merger. The Justice Department says it plans to do just that. Officials for the airlines say they hope to have the deal finalized by the end of the year. David Shaper, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.